Our guest at the cafe this morning is Pud Kearns with Housewarmers of Greenville. Pud, good morning.
Good morning.
Pud just put out her very useful and helpful newsletter looking at events throughout the month of June and into July.
And by the way, John Mark, let me just jump in and say that I have already put a link to that on the Blacklands Cafe. It dawned on me. I could do that.
Right.
So it's there.
I noticed that, and thank you.
You're welcome.
The listeners and readers, thank you. So this Sunday, 3 o'clock in downtown Greenville, there's advertised and promoted as a peaceful march.
Yes.
Having to do with the situation concerning the killing of George Floyd in Minneapolis. So this will be taking place Sunday afternoon in Greenville. And do you know who the organizers
are? Well, I've learned a lot of information. A lot of things came together, I guess you could say, in the just almost overnight after I put my newsletter out.
Yeah.
I understand that it was started originally by two people who wanted to do this and had started working with the city and were working with the police department. Since then, I understand that the Corporation for Cultural Diversity, which is a group that's been around for a long time that's been trying to bring the city to look across different racial, ethnic, cultural divides and celebrate a lot of that. It's been a very positive organization.
Mm-hmm.
And the NAACP, and there may be one more, have all now come together to join this group. And the plans, what they're recommending everybody do, they started originally with the idea of a rally at the courthouse, and they realized people want to march. So they're now going to asking everybody to gather at Farmers Market at 2:30 and park there, which will be great. And because it's going to be so hot Sunday, they're trying to take that into consideration, too. Everybody is then going to gather, march up Lee Street to the courthouse. There are going to be some brief speeches, 8 minutes and 56 seconds, I think, of silence. And then everybody will march basically around the courthouse and back down to Market Square.
Uh-huh. Not too great a distance.
Too great a distance, but it lets everybody at least, you know, and it also, it keeps everybody in an easy place to have a group. You can still have your speeches and things as we traditionally do in this, you know, in this county on the courthouse steps.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so that is, they'll be gathering at 2:30 and the event itself, the march will start at 3, and so
yes.
that's going to be.
And my suggestion is dress cool.
Yeah.
Bring a water bottle because it's going to still be hot and warm.
Yeah.
I think it's going to be a wonderful opportunity for the community to come together. And I was so pleased when I saw so many other organizations have now joined this and said, this is going to be our community statement.
I see. Good.
Yeah.
We're talking with Pud Kearns with Housewarmers of Greenville. Pud, another thing that's taking place, when is this? This is actually, this will be today, as a matter of fact. This is the shredding. I had never heard of this. It's a citywide shredding event.
It's an annual event that the city does. And I think it's absolutely wonderful that they offer this. They bring in a big commercial shredding truck to the parking lot at the Walworth Harrison Library, and residents of Greenville are allowed to bring up to three of those legal boxes of materials that they will come up to your car, take them out, dump them in the shredder, bring your boxes back to you. They ask that you remove all binder clips, all spiral-type binders or anything like that. Staples can stay because the shredder can handle the staples.
I see.
And then all of the shredding is then recycled. And it's a great way to not have to sit over the shredder and dump, particularly, if you're cleaning out a whole bunch of files or things.
Tedious.
Yes.
It's a tedious job.
My poor little shredder goes, so it's really, the one thing you also have to do is you do have to show some proof that you live within the city of Greenville.
Okay, so this is for Greenville people only.
Yes.
And this is almost happening as we speak. It's from 7:45 a.m. To 11:45 a.m. this morning.
Yes.
There at the W. Walworth Harrison Public Library.
So go gather up your stuff in a hurry and go do it.
Well, but still...
It's, Yeah, it's well worth it.
Still time to get that done.
Yeah, I used to do it when I actually lived within the city limits, and it was so grateful for it.
Right. Well, there are some downsides from living on Club Lake.
Not many.
Not many, right. Just a minute or so left. City of Greenville's asking for people to respond to a survey about how things should go in Greenville.
Yes, and there is a link in my newsletter for that. They are trying to come up with a comprehensive plan on things, you know, moving forward. As Greenville is beginning to grow and as things are beginning to change, they want to hear from the citizens. And it takes about 5 minutes to do it. Well worth it. And this is a point right now where people are trying to figure out how can their voices be heard. And this is one way. Fill out the survey there. And also, I would love to remind everybody, please don't forget how important it is to go fill out the census.
Right. And we have talked about that, but it's certainly worth mentioning that again. So the Greenville Forward survey that they're doing, you have a link to it in your newsletter.
Yes, I do.
And, of course, that's, and as Pud said, that's on the Blacklands Cafe Facebook page, but it's also on Pud's Housewarmers of Greenville Facebook page. I think if you search Greenville Forward, you'll find, go to the, directly to their website and find it there, too.
That's true.
Pud, thanks for having a cup of coffee with us over the telephone line.
I always enjoy it.
All right. Pud Kearns with Housewarmers of Greenville. You're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETR.